Hello, Beck Pool and Spa.
Yeah, hi, is Rena in, please?
This is she.
Hey, Rena, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Well, good. I emailed you. I left my phone at home.
No worries.
Because we live 30 minutes out, so I thought if you call me, I'm not going to be available.
Not a worries.
Is that going to work on the July, or I'm putting in my August now. Do I need to get you over August?
I think that should be fine. I've actually got the documents. I'm going to get the documents out to you, then just get this reviewed. I was wondering if you had a minute to go over it real quick so I could walk you through.
You betcha.
Okay, give me a second. So, how's your weekend?
Oh, good. How's yours?
Working on a Saturday.
So did my husband.
There's a lot of bad things going on in our industry right now. It's pretty nasty, actually.
Is it? What's going on? Just a lot of stuff?
Kind of similar to what you told me your experience was.
Really?
Yeah, I have a customer that, sales is not lying. I try to tell that to people. You know, there's a market difference. And unfortunately, I think there's some people in our industry that just, they view this as like, money now is the most important thing. But, you know, I like to give people too much information as opposed to, some of the things that I'm hearing from other customers, they concern me that people are saying these things. I guess that's what I would say. So just go over this. The financials haven't been cleared, but I'm going to send you documents, so there's a rare chance something could happen in funding, but I wanted to get these out to you to get the process rolling. So let's do this. Hi, here are the documents. Since...
hope this works. I think it will. I think
I think so, yeah. You guys don't... There's nothing alarming in your financials. I've seen two deals killed, and that's with someone who was, like, just... They're basically going out of business, so I don't think there's going to be a huge issue here.
No, our thing is not that. In fact, I just hope that I can... I think what I'm going to do is just set the 70 aside, and then as we get working capital, let that pay. But I'm going to try to use this kind of as back savings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not even my deal. My deal is I really shouldn't have taken what I took, because really I was fine. It just allowed me to... probably spend carelessly. You know what I mean?
I think this is a good solution for you. I actually have done this for several other customers, and this is a good program, so I think it's going to work out. Can you check your email real quick?
Yes. Okay, I haven't got it yet.
All right, let's take it on. And just so you know, I've included into the contract multiple discounts are paying off early. It rarely happens, but we're keeping the window open. So let's just say you guys get like a lot of great jobs or cash influx. You can pay this loan off early and save significantly on it, which is a nice little bonus.
Okay. Okay, I'm still waiting.
Yes. Let's make sure this got sent out.
I'm just gonna get out of my email.
Yeah, and refresh it real quick.
Waiting.
What? Should I resend these to you?
I don't know. I've never had trouble before.
Okay, hold on. Oh, it's only a 1.1 mega. I have Outback Pools at sbcglobal.net, correct?
Yes.
All right, okay. Okay. All right, I just resent. Okay. Let's see if you can refresh your email real quick. Oh, you got them? So you probably get two emails. So do you have a printer handy?
Yes.
I'd like you to print it out because I'm just going to walk you through what needs to be completed.
Okay.
Someone beeping through. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, no, don't worry. That's not for it. It's just someone. I can call them back later.
So you've had quite a bit of success doing this for people.
If you actually, if you Google Bank of Cardiff, you'll see my, like, if you go on just a search engine.
I've Googled.
Have you seen my name come up quite a bit on the reviews?
No. Do I need to look for your name?
Well, if you just put Bank of Cardiff, and you'll see in Google there's a side review. There are three customers in my entire history who have not liked me, even though I've been told them exactly everything that they need to know. And if you look at our review, yeah, some people just don't get it. But you'll see in our reviews on the right-hand side, if you just, you'll say, you can see, like, add a review, or you'll see read reviews, and you'll see my name come up a lot. As of about a year and a half, I noticed that a lot of people were kind of in a pickle and they need a refinance. And so it's become a thing that I do I would say it used to be like 5 to 10 a month, but I think it's higher now. There's also certain people that don't like what I say to them because I'm too blunt with them.
But it's because they're going over, isn't it? And they're able to keep that number up to pay what they need to pay.
I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day. He has 4 loans. He's in massive trouble. He thinks everything. He's like, yeah, let's just do a refinance. You know, we're looking for 5 years. I'm like, dude, you're borrowing money at 3-month periods. Stop borrowing. No one will lend you money if you keep this up. You consistently violate your contracts, and no one trusts you. And he wants to be told that someone's going to write in, and he's dealing with the worst quality programs out there. But there are a lot of people who they want someone to, like, tell them everything will be okay, when a lot of people, yes, they're borrowing way too much money. They're out of control. And that's an unfortunate part of our business. I'm sure you tell customers of your time sometimes that they're not doing the right thing. Their eyes are bigger than their checkbook, or they just should scale down.
Oh my gosh, yes. I just hope we're good.
Your numbers make sense because your loan balance is relatively small and you're not going above a certain amount of revenue. So actually, it's a perfect opportunity. It's very reasonable. So that's actually what makes sense for your loan. Everything fits from a logical, both a number and a logical point of view. So yes, to answer your question, there is a lot of customers that hit your profile that easily can be helped by these loans, because you're not like, if you owed like $300,000, then we'd have a very different conversation.
Okay. Okay, let's hit it. I'm ready.
So, Gary's going to be the one signing these.
Okay.
You'll make sure when he signs, the signatures on the document look the same as the signature on his driver's license. I know it sounds silly, but it's required for fax documents.
Yeah, so, we're good.
If you go to the bottom of page one, I just want to show you this. Okay. You'll notice that it says seller. So he's both seller and guarantor. So on the bottom of page one, he'll sign it, print his name. His title would be member because you guys are an LLC. Correct? Yeah, you're an LLC. So he'd be member. And then under guarantor, he would just sign once. There's space for two, but he would just be signing, printing his name and dating once. If you go to page two on the bottom of page two, you'll see initial on behalf of seller and guarantor. So he'd be initialing once next to seller and once on behalf of guarantor. And that goes for page, so you'd be he'd be initialing on page two, three, I think four, five, six.
Had on accepted and agreed. Okay.
So where it says on the bottom of page six, sorry, he's going to initial. He's not going to sign that. That's for us to sign.
Okay.
Page seven, he will not be signing anything, nor will he be on page, actually just when you get to page nine, page 10 is where he'll be signed. No, sorry, page 11. So page 11 is where he'll be signing and putting his title being member. He'll also be signing where his name is printed. He will not be signing where we're on the top right where we'll sign.
Okay.
Page 12, he'll be dating. I'm sorry, he'll be initialing on the bottom. Page 13, he'll be signing twice.
Okay.
Page 14, he'll be signing, dating, and printing his name. Page 15, he'll be signing. It's already dated for him. And nothing on 16. What I need back with the documents, so there's a few things I need. I already have the financials, so I'm just going to explain to credit, hey, here's where everything's accurate, you know, no big deal. I need three trade references. So I just need three people you guys do business with. What I need is the company name, hopefully a person to talk to, and a phone number.
Okay.
Then the other thing is, do you lease your property or do you own it?
Yeah, no, we lease it.
So, do you have a copy of your lease agreement?
Yes.
Cool, if you could send that to me, and then just as an FYI, it's very rare, but once in a while your landlord will just get a quick phone call from us. We'll just say, hey, we're working with this customer, we just want to verify. Are you guys behind in rent right now or are you current?
No, we're current.
Current, so they'll just verify you're current. Let's just walk you through the funding process. So if I get the documents back today, I'll send them in for funding. We do a brief, what's called merchant interview. So someone from our funding department will give you a call, just introduce themselves. They're really nice people. Just verify some information with Gary. They'll verify, and I'll talk to him before the call. They'll just verify, you know, he's the owner of the business, what the sales are, what your, you know, basic use of funds, basic stuff. It's a 30-second phone call. It's a 1 minute maximum. Once we do that, we'll also order what's called a site inspection. Nothing to be alarmed about. We just go out to your location, take a picture of the business, and send it back. Oftentimes, we can waive the site inspection if you can set us some photos of your signage. So if you can snap a few pictures of how your business looks, like your sign, send it over to me. I can actually give you my cell phone. You can text me those pictures, and we can usually waive the site visit if we have those photos.
Okay.
Let me give you my cell. Do you have a pen handy? Yeah, it's 323-590-5362.
Okay.
And then I would say we could hopefully get your transaction funded tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to tell you I probably won't have them back today. I will not see my husband till this evening.
No worries.
And then I will get you over the trade references and let me pull my lease agreement out of the file, and I'll go take a picture of our front, and I'll get everything to you, unless I see him here in just a little bit. But he has several appointments today. What time is it, 12:30? I might see him. Let me think a minute. Where was he going? he had a 1 o'clock and a 3 o'clock and then an appointment after. So let me see if I can meet up with him. If not, I'll get you everything else.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.